And there's more fallout today from the massive WikiLeaks dump of apparent CIA documents earlier this week. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange said on Facebook Live that his organization will work with tech companies to fix security flaws the spy agency was apparently exploiting.
I want to announce today that after hearing these calls from some of the manufacturers, we have decided to work with them to give them some exclusive access to the additional technical details we have so that fixes can be developed and pushed out so people can be secured.
Well, NPR reporter Camila Domonoske has been reporting on this. And Camila, this was the first time Assange has spoken publicly since the documents were made public Tuesday. What does he mean? Is he going to give tech companies, let's say, code that was redacted from the docs? Tell us more.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So what we learned from this press conference was more about what WikiLeaks is planning to do next. They originally left the actual code for these programs out of the document dump. They said it was too dangerous to release it in its entirety, and they were trying to figure out what to do. So now apparently they've figured it out. What they plan on doing is sharing portions of that with the tech companies who make the devices that these tools would be used against so that the companies can build defenses against them. And once those are in place, WikiLeaks says that they'll then release the code once it no longer does anything publicly online.
Okay, well, people might think that all of that is still dangerous, but Assange took a shot today at the CIA. Tell us more.
Yeah, they had a bit of a back and forth. So Assange and WikiLeaks say that the CIA lost control of its entire set of hacking tools. That's their claim as to how they got this information. And today, Assange called it a historic act of devastating incompetence on the part of the CIA to have let that happen at all. The CIA has not commented on the authenticity of these documents, but they did comment to respond to Assange's press conference. And the CIA's official statement was that Julian Assange is not exactly a bastion of truth and integrity.
Ouch.
So they were really taking shots at each other.
Well,
there.
As the CIA also sent out this statement yesterday, not mentioning documents, but saying their mission is to aggressively collect foreign intelligence overseas and that they are legally prohibited from conducting electronic surveillance. Look, today Reuters was reporting that both Germany and China are scolding the U.S. for spying and looking into possible hacking because of these documents. We think of 2013's Edward Snowden leaks of confidential NSA documents. You say this is different.
Yeah, there's a couple of reasons why there are significant differences between the two leaks. One is, as you just referenced, the question of where this spying is being done. If it's being done abroad, if it's being done against people who are not U.S. citizens, that is part of the CIA's mandate. If it's being used against Americans, that's a very different scenario. The NSA leaks, you might remember, there was a massive shock that there was collection of millions of Americans' phone data. Nothing in the documents released so far by WikiLeaks suggests that these tools have been used against Americans in the same way. Yeah. Another difference is just the difference between mass surveillance on a massive scale like the NSA leaks revealed and really targeted tools like the CIA was using against one phone at a time.
Right. Or one TV.
One TV.
NPR's Camila Domonoske. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin.